Clifton Chenier working with the orchestra, Mishki Broadcast, Black Sheep Network. Standing by, the old sailor from the east side. Hey, Vern, it's been a long time.
Yeah, Mishki, how the heck are you?
Good. Boy, I thought you died.
No, I'm on my way.
Yeah, I figure it won't be long now. You first started calling me several years ago.
Yeah, we got on Fitzgerald sinking up there in the lakes and in a lot of cement ship,
huh?
If you remember.
No, I don't remember that. I remember when you first called, you telling me about shore leave back in the old Navy days. Remember that, Vern?
I can't recall that one.
Well, that's because you might have had one too many. Vern, those old shore leave days were something else, weren't they?
Sure were. I was telling some stories here the other day in a bar over here in northeast Minneapolis.
Yeah?
And I had them all laughing in the place.
Go ahead. Tell us one, will you, Vern? Come
all
on,
right.
I'll give you a sawbuck.
Okay. I talk about it's not true, but
what?
I was with a mine officer, a mine sweeper, up, you know, during the Korean junk.
Yeah.
And so I told the guy, I'm itching all the time. Says we only had a third class corpsman aboard. He says, well, they call me Coyote because Japanese can't they don't have a W in their alphabet. And I told him, you know, Coyote, so I got a nickname Coyote. You a Coyote, we hit Sasebo, you better go ashore and see the dock. So I went ashore and saw the dock. He's half-mast your skivvies boats. He says, let's see what's the matter here. It's Hodo. You don't have body lice. He says, those are fruit flies. Your banana is rotten. Yeah, I was telling about a couple of gals I woke up with the next morning to different places. No,
what exactly happened there, Vern? With the two gals. What happened there?
Well, I woke up with one big slob. I picked her up at the Anchor Bar, East Main Street, Norfolk, Virginia. I was drunk in a skunk. I don't remember her taking me up to her apartment. I woke up on Sunday morning. She's naked as a jaybird, and I looked at her. She got a tattoo of a snake wrapped around her leg and the head of it up to you know where.
Those old sailing days. It's amazing you bastards won the war.
It is kind of funny. I've had a lot of people ask me what Navy I was in.
You were in ours, weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, just check it.
No, but I don't know if you got your answer on that sawbuck and that the $5 bill is a fin.
Yeah, I'll take your word as gospel on this, because you go back to the days when people talk this way. A sawbuck is a $10 bill.
$10 bill, correct.
And a five is a fin, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
And what else? Since I've talked to you, I've had two lens implants in my eyes, and I've had seven strokes in 5 hours. I call them TIAs. And I quit smoking when a doctor, Vince Hospital, the doctor said I was lucky I wasn't paralyzed.
So Why the hell did you bother stopping smoking?
Well, you have seven strokes in 5 hours, you'll quit everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at this stage of the game, how the hell old are you?
I'll be 78 the 17th of this month.
Well, you're past the life expectancy of the average American male. It's all.
Yeah, but I don't live right.
How'd you make it this long?
Good vodka.
I thought you said you sailed for our Navy. No, that's all right. Vern, you know what I got to do sometime? I got to drag a tape recorder over to your house and hear some old Navy stories before you kick.
I got a gal, she says, Vern, it's not my friend, she's terminal now. She's in hospice over in St. Paul someplace.
Sorry to hear that.
Anyway, there's a gal I've known for quite a while. She hears me talking once in a while. She says, I got to get a tape recorder. I'm going to write a book.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, you know, sometimes we don't get the... We write the books, the Kitty Kelly books, on these people who aren't interesting but famous, and we miss all the books on the people who are interesting but aren't famous.
I have a buddy I keep in contact with. He lives in Bremerton, Washington. He was... Here a couple of weeks ago. Not Flag Day. It was... I don't Anyway, there's a big parade.
Maybe it was Memorial Day.
No, I was trying to think it was Armed Forces Day, I guess it was.
Armed Forces Day.
Anyway, he was on the Oklahoma and Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that picture. Well, he had a big write-up in the Seattle paper, pictures and all that of them. And he was talking about Pearl Harbor. And he said that movie, he wouldn't go see it. He had another buddy that saw it and said it's so artificial. And he said it sure wasn't a love story either.
Yeah. This is a buddy of yours?
Yeah, he's in Korea with me.
I'd like to talk to him. Yeah, you think you could hook that up by phone?
I don't.
What the hell? He talked to the Seattle paper.
Well, you mean you want his telephone number?
Mm-hmm.
Just a minute, I'll go get it.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm on a different phone here. Okay.
No, I'll switch to. Hang on. Hello? Is that you, Vern?
Yeah.
Oh, you're coming in a lot better here.
Well, do you want me to go in the other room?
Yeah, could you?
Yeah, I'll lay this back down. Just a minute. Hello?
Are you on the original phone now?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to switch back, too, then. Hang on. Vern? Oh, boy. Did I lose you? And I'm going back to the other one. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ringing.
Oh, it is ringing? Okay. I got... Now you're coming in clear.
Okay, now what do you want me to do?
Can't recall.
Huh?
I don't remember now. You know what I'd like to do, though? Oh, yeah, friend's number. Thanks, Kodiak. Yeah, did you ever get that, or...
What?
Forget it. You know what I'd like to do, Vern, is hook up with you, tomorrow?
No, tomorrow I got a hospital appointment.
Another stroke?
No, I'm having a little trouble with my left eye.
Yeah. How about Friday?
Yeah, Friday evening.
How late do you stay up?
Well, I'm up, I'm listening to you.
I get off work at 10. Do you still drink vodka?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll bring it. What's that noise? It's your pacemaker?
No, it's an alarm clock in my living room. It's,
What noise is that? What's that sound?
It's a song.
What song?
Now you hear gongs.
What song is it?
It's different ones. I wasn't paying any attention.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll give you this guy's number.
Oh, yeah, that guy. All right, I'll take it off the air, and then let me put you on hold, because I don't want half the world calling him.
Yeah.
And then I'll get your number. We'll hook up Friday night, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on, Vern. Hang on a second. Kodiak, could you get that guy's number and Vern's number? All right, thanks. I lost track of what the hell I was doing here. Oh,
A radio show. That's right.